Welcome to the world of dark puddings, where two dynamic mistresses invite you to join them on a journey into the depths of BDSM. In this podcast, we explore the dark play space that resides in all of our fantasies, pushing boundaries and exploring desires in a safe and consensual setting. Join us as we provide insight, advice, and personal experiences that will both enlighten and excite you. Get ready to delve into the deliciously twisted world of BDSM with your hosts, Miss Kitten and Domina Faye.
Hi, kinky perverts. This is Domina Faye. I have a very exciting podcast tonight where I'm going to ask Miss Kitten to give us a little bit of an intro into her wonderful and weird world. And Miss Kitten, thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you?
Hi, beautiful human. It's so lovely to be chatting to you tonight. I'm better because I'm talking to you.
Awesome.
Divinely gorgeous, very excited because we have a long weekend coming up and have some kinky fun planned, so I'm getting ready to be devious.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Miss Kitten, please tell us a little bit about you. Where did your journey start?
So I'm a bit of a crazy kinkster. I was a bit absolutely wild in my younger life. And my kink journey started because I needed to earn some cash. So I was in London and I had no money, as you generally do when you're 19. And I saw an advert for a rope bunny. And I was super convinced that this sounded amazing, more because it paid a huge amount of pounds per hour than because I could do it. And I completely lied in my interview. I lied about a lot of things and ended up that night on in a club and got stripped naked and had rope thrown at me and was suspended and hung there. And the club turned out to be a fetish club. I won't mention any names because they'll probably be in trouble. And I'll probably be in trouble. They know now that it was my first time and I wasn't completely honest. Definitely not how you should start your journey with rope at all. Definitely don't recommend it. But I did it and I own all the stuff that I've done in my life. Some of them were a bit, I wouldn't tell my mum, but and I absolutely fucking loved it. I loved it. I just hung in the corner and I got to watch these people. And not only did I get to watch all these people were admiring me. So it was so cool. Like I was not, sort of a point of exhibition. And I got to do this for a lot of money for 40 minutes at a time. And all my friends worked at McDonald's. So I got to go home and party the rest of the evening. And my friends had to work at McDonald's until 6 a.m. So I definitely had an amazing 3 months and met some really experienced kinksters and just got involved in a world that was just blew my mind at that time. I was 18, but I was not 21 as the club requirement. I probably shouldn't have been seeing these things or experiencing these things, but I was lucky to experience them with kinksters who were really established and really good. And absolutely. I was just super lucky because they all looked after me. I went there. I was probably the only job I've been super excited to go to work for. I have to be honest. Like I was really excited to go to work every Friday night. And I just got more and more involved in it. And then started double dumbing with a girl in London, learning with her. She was teaching me, and started playing with chastity. And that was her favorite fetish and what she sort of provided. And it was just this really incredible world. And then came back to real life and sort of left King for a while. And then frustrated in my marriage and frustrated in my Yeah, I think in my own sexuality, because there was no way to express it, where I'd had this complete freedom, and started looking for other ways to do it. And found a whole group of kinksters in Johannesburg who were fucking psychotically mad and amazing, and started playing with them and getting involved there. And then carried the chastity on. Chastity is probably one of my greatest passions. And I think it's so super sexy. And I see chastity differently to a lot of people. I think it can really be just an incredible experience between two partners, and incredibly empowering for both sides. Yeah, and then needed to make a change, and moved down to Cape Town. And found a different bunch of kinksters and somehow stumbled across sharp things. I think I've always loved sharps and always loved pain. Pain for me is pleasure. And connected the two together. And pain and art and sharps have just become part of my life. And I'm very privileged to live in a space where my partner accepts that I need that, and allows me to have that space to explore and to play. And then just connected with amazing community, and it's snowballed from there.
That's amazing, Miss Kitten. But you part of quite a bit of education in kink. Tell us a bit more about that.
So the education in kink started, like, I've always been involved in kink. Like, kink's always been back of my mind. From the age of 18, I've been playing in it in little ways and exploring it. But it's always been a private thing. The chastity that I have done, without giving my ex-husband too much to sue me for, it's always been part of my life, whether it's been done with transparency or not. There has always been chastity play somewhere. It was always like a bit of a dark secret. So coming out into the community was sort of a new thing for me, and it was hard. There were a lot of words that people were that were flying around. There was this whole website called FetLife that everyone was involved with. We all want to be cool on a social network platform. You're kind of hearing all this lingo, and I just didn't understand any of the stuff that was being said. And I didn't understand some of the reactions to the stuff that I was sort of seeing happen in the community. And it was only when I really moved to Cape Town and they were talking more intently about consent and consent violations, and that I really had to look at the word as a whole and understand what that meant to me. And because my love is blood and sharp things and poking people and really causing mayhem, it's important that I understand how to incorporate what I love in a consensual way. But understanding the framework of the word was the first step for me, and I connected very early on in my journey there with the Consent Academy, and they're just incredible. And they have a nonprofit organization based out of Seattle. They just provide the most amazing education. And that journey literally changed my life. It changed my life in every vanilla setting, in the way I deal with my clients, in the way I deal with my vanilla relationships with my parents, with my dog, even with my horses. Aww. I'm more consensual. Like, everything is just, like, I understand it now better, but I had to understand what the words meant. And that was the first step of the education journey. And then I realized that I was not the only one who didn't understand what this word consent means that we throw around on a daily basis in BDSM. And I wanted to share that with other people. And then I really enjoyed the educational side. Like, I really find joy in teaching people how to provide pain to each other. It's kind of my superpower. I think that sort of grown community around me and just provided me with different experiences. And I've loved it. And when you're learning to teach something, You are also researching it and understanding it and getting feedback on it. And it's a way to connect with like-minded people who are also interested in the same subject and the same topic. So every kink that we've then had workshops on, or we've run classes for, or we've done, we've managed to connect with a whole bunch of people who have the same interests, which is rare in this community. And then we've managed to collaborate. And kink for me is an expression of art. I find an incredible amount of beauty in art and in life and in sex and in the body and in your skin. And so this all, you know, it all just connects, and it just gives me different mediums to use on this beautiful canvas, which is the skin, but also to connect with different humans who have collabed with me, and the pieces have just got better and the experiences have just got more enjoyable. And yeah, we just do crazy art shit, and yeah, and it's kinky and it's fun and it's empowering. Yeah, and that's kind of where we are. So currently working on a huge big project for Shafts. We've got Rain of Blood at the end of April, which will hopefully give our Shafts players some education. I think a lot of the time in kink, I found that education is, that kink is gatekept. We don't want to tell everybody our secrets because we're ashamed of what we know, because it's not generally accepted to be kinky or to be playing in this world. So the more we can share a gold standard in kink, the more people have to aspire to. You can't unsee something, but you don't know what you don't know. If the education's available and you watch it, you can't unlearn that. That'll stick in your head and you'll remember it when you need it. And it also, you know, it also creating more Sharps players, creating people who are confident with using Sharps and playing with blood and doing it safely, gives me community to connect with. But it also means that we are all being encouraged to think outside the box more, and we'll be giving confidence to each other. And in doing that, we make a tangible difference in the product that we're producing at the end of the day. And I just see real growth in the actual Sharps community, and I see real growth in my own Sharps work, and I'm just loving it. And the journey is becoming really tangible for me, and just absolutely amazing. And loving every second of it.
Yes, I think for me as well, with the education, especially like the education that you also offer, it creates such a sense of community between people that otherwise didn't have any connection at all. And you almost feel like there's suddenly this massive world out there of people that are actually accepting of what you thought you need to keep hidden or silent, because they understand what you feel, they understand what you're going through, they understand what you want to do. And it is amazing to see what other people do out there. So thank you so much for bringing that to us as well in the Rain of Blood, the festive. I mean, it's like a whole festival, online festival that's going to happen at end of April. So yeah, I am extremely excited about it. But Miss Kitten, if you have to think about kind of how you fit into the lifestyle, can you give yourself a role? Is there specific roles that you think can kind of fit to you?
I'm picking raccoon and I'm sticking to that. Like Crash Panda is my new life goal. Chaos Gremlin would probably be another one that would fit me quite well. I think in reality, sadomasochist, pain for me is just the most phenomenal field to play in. It's something that my cheeks hurt from smiling when I talk about it. It's just something that has changed me as a person. And it's empowered me, and my journey with pain has been absolutely beautiful. And I wouldn't swap it for anything in the world. And I realized that my brain conceptualizes pain as pleasure. Which sounds really weird, but it's actually not as weird as I thought it was in the beginning. And I think there are other people out there that are the same as me. I also think it's something that's been happening for hundreds of years. I think there is also some achievement in enduring pain. There's also this incredible side where you know what your body can do. And then I'm so super proud of my body for being able to do those things. For instance, something like a hook suspension. It literally was the toughest experience of my entire life, but I got to the other side of it and became a different person, because I had so much more belief in my ability and knowing that I was able to overcome that amount of pain in that short time,
yes.
And grow from it. Yeah, so as much as it is a sexual side to some of the pain play for me, like spanking is super sexy for me and a turn on, there are other sides that aren't as much of a sexual gratification, but are sort of a mental stimulation and a mental gratification for me. And I just wouldn't swap it. It allows me to be totally free. It's become a way of making art, which I've always loved and always had a passion for, 3D, making the picture, putting the color in, putting the lines in, doing the design. But then the pain makes the art, and the canvas, which is the human underneath, connect. So you're connecting with your canvas on a level that's just so tangible. And then people's reaction to that is vastly different. It can be seen as something that's completely torturous. It can be seen as something that's incredibly beautiful. It can be seen as something that's totally macabre. But their own interception of that piece is based on their own perspective of pain. And pain is one of those things that everybody's measurement is different. Everybody has, you can't quantify it in the same way for anybody. We are empathetic with the piece that we are looking at because of our own experience. So for me, that brings the viewer into what I do art-wise in a completely different way to looking at a painted canvas on a wall, because the viewer is actually living that through their own empathy. So not only is my canvas living it through their own pain, the viewer is living it through their own empathy. So yeah, so it's been like learning to draw again. It's been absolutely amazing. It's always nice to learn new skills. I think we forget how freeing it is to know that as old people, because I'm old, that you still have qualities you haven't explored. You're able to reach different skills and reach people on different levels and connect with people from different worlds on different levels. Just totally bucket list. Like if you told me I'd be here 10 years ago, I would have laughed at you. But I love every day, and I have a huge appreciation for my life and for what I get to do. And the education is a huge part of it, because to take community members and to give them confidence and to then give them some skills in certain aspects is really just so empowering for me and for them. So I love it. I hope I get to do it for a little bit longer, because it's super cool at the moment. I don't take any day for granted anymore. Every day is a gift, and every time you get to pierce somebody and make art out of somebody's skin, you're leaving a permanent mark on them for forever. That's a huge gift that somebody's giving you. So yeah, just lots of gratitude from the Sharps player.
Absolutely. So, Miss Kitten, we're going to drop your contact details, how people can get hold of you, in this show's comments. But how can people get hold of you?
I think the easiest way, I have a little online store called The Playbox Cape Town. We have some fab South African vendors who all make really kinky cool shit. And you can have a look at all of their stuff there. If there's something that you would like that you can't find there, we're pretty cool about finding someone to make it for you. We really want to support our South African artists as much as we can. We really want to promote them. We have some very cool guys joining us actually this year. So their stuff will go up soon. We have a Kinky Connect page where we have some kinky connections that you can get hold of. But either the Playbox, www.theplaybox.co.za is my website, or on Instagram at the Playbox Cape Town. And through there, you'll be able to find the rest of my socials. Or if you're a super brave individual and you don't mind blood and sharp things, you can always reach out to me on FetLife with MS_kitten_. But please do be warned, like, there is no sympathy if you go on there and you don't like what you see, because it's my art page.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Miss Kitten. Thank you so much for letting us view your world from your side. And I am super excited to take this further, and loving every little bit, and can't wait to see you soon.
Yay, so I can't wait either. Yes. And do some sharp things with my one of my sharp demon sisters. My other,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're gonna have to come be an honorary cape raccoon for a couple of days.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Dompey, and thanks for agreeing to do this journey with me and seeing where it goes. It's not always easy to put trust in somebody who's miles away. 100%. But it's been an absolute pleasure working with you, and I'm really just excited about what's coming, and I hope our listeners are excited too, because I think between the two of us, we have different perspectives and different ideals, but we also have a kinky community that we can help other people connect with. So yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to more.
And there will be more soon. So from my side, kinky perverts, I will say have a good day now.
And I'll say lots of love and kitten kisses from my dungeon in Cape Town. Stay safe.